Suicide could be a difficult topic, especially when you take into account that it's the 10th leading cause of deaths in America. In 2019 alone, over 47,000 Americans died by suicide. Suicide occurs in Christians practically at the same rate as non-Christians. And when you look at the Bible, you have examples such as Saul, who fell upon his own sword because he didn't want to face the consequences of his actions. The prophet Elijah was so emotionally depleted that he asked God to take away his life. And although there's spiritual reasons, there could also be physical, such as hormonal imbalances or side effects from medication or even bad dieting. But sometimes it is a spiritual reason. People simply lose the will to live. And when this happens, we need to be reminded that God still loves us, that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Our outlook on life doesn't change God's outlook on us. The Bible says, "I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." For the Christian, there's always purpose to life. The Bible says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Remember, there's always a